Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us these words, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And then in Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words of wisdom. "My children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved as my mother's only child. My father taught me, 'Take my words to heart. Follow my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. When you walk, you won't be held back. When you run, you won't stumble. Take hold of my instructions. Don't let them go. Guard them, for they are the key to life. Don't do as the wicked do, and don't follow the path of evildoers. Don't even think about it. Don't go that way. Turn away and keep moving, for evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. They can't rest until they've caused someone to stumble. They eat the food of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like total darkness. They have no idea what they are stumbling over. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil." Verses 1 through 27, all of Proverbs chapter 4. Thank you, Father, once again for your word, which is a book full of wisdom from Genesis to Revelation, eternal wisdom that will bless us, guide us, strengthen us, and empower us as we hear it and walk in its wisdom and its grace and power. Father, with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with your word and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. And Lord, help us to more and more grow in our understanding of the wisdom behind all of your word and the Ten Commandments in particular. Help us to use it as the curriculum for teaching and preaching for our families and to the world as well as that you would have us to do so with. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to thank you so much for your instructions. Thank you so much for your words. Thank you so much for your guidance and your teachings, Father. Father, I ask that you'd grow a bigger hunger in our hearts for us to delve into your word, for us to memorize scripture, for us to just dwell on it. Father, your commands are good. And in them, there is life. In them, we get to know more about you, and you are the source of life. So, Father, I ask that we'd be strengthened by you to search scriptures more and more every day. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind our listeners that we are in the midst of our National Truth for Youth Bible Week. And the dates for this is August 5th through the 11th, 2024. We're asking you to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America. American Family Radio and Revival Fires International, we're partnering to provide the only hope for teens, that is Jesus Christ. And it's being done through the gift of a unique New Testament as they return to school this year. We're asking you to help us reach a generation of young people and help us get the Word of God back into public schools through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth Bible for teens across our nation. Keep in mind, this is how the project works. Through the distribution of the Truth for Youth Bible, our Christian teenagers are becoming soul winners and are helping to get God's Word, as we said, back into public schools. And thousands of young people are giving their lives to Christ. Here's what we're inviting you to do. Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18 who will commit to pass it along to a friend that doesn't know Christ in school this year. The Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and full-color comics that present the gospel and moral truths. The Truth for Youth Bible is now available in Spanish as well. And over a million Truth for Youth Bibles have already been given away over the past 20 years as a result of this project and this cooperative project between American Family Radio and Revival Fires International. Our goal this year is we want to invite you to help us get out at least 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. Now, keep in mind, the last count I heard, we're very close to being halfway there. And remember, we have one more weekday, that is Friday, so please help us to get this project accomplished. If you can help, we invite you to do so. Keep in mind, again, we're inviting a teen between the ages of 13 and 18, order one of the Bibles, or the parent can order the Bible on behalf of their son or daughter, or the grandparent could order on behalf of their teen grandchild, and then call and get one for free. These are the ways to get the free Bible. You can go online to tfy.org, and TFY, of course, is short for Truth for Youth. Again, go to tfy.org, and you can order online anytime, or you can call this number, 1-844-530-8890. Again, that's 1-844-530-8890 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the two ways, again, go online to tfy.org, and you can order online anytime to get the free Bible during this campaign, or call 1-844-530-8890. Again, that's 1-844-530-8890. Now, again, if you don't have a teen in the home, keep in mind, anyone can order one of the Bibles, and at the easy price of just $2 a piece. And our church, Bethlehem Church in Winona, Mississippi, we're going to be ordering 100 Bibles, a case of 100. And so we're inviting you to prayerfully consider getting one or more for yourself, or if your church would get some, we invite you to do that. So we hope that you will choose to get involved. We are very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today Joanna Mays and her two daughters, Aliyah and Jada, who participated in our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. Joanna and Aliyah and Jada, how are you all today?
We're doing good. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're grateful to have each of you on with us and appreciate you choosing to be a part of the project. And I tell you what we wanted to do. I think you have two other children that also didn't get to be part of the Ten Commandments Challenge, but are also young disciples in your home who are learning. And you were going to let us hear, I think, one or both of them maybe sing some sort of a discipleship song. Is that right?
Well, I think we're not going to do that anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to have the next broadcast and have the fellas on to do that. So we'll catch them again, maybe next go round. So, but thank you, Joanna, for being on with us today. And we appreciate you as the mom and Alaya and Jada, your two daughters, to choose to be a part of the Ten Commandments Project speech challenge. So, Joanna, as we get started, I want to ask you this question, though, because, again, we're grateful that you and your daughters chose to be a part of the project. And as we begin, I want to ask if you'll first pray for parents who are listening and young people, because, again, there's a great need for parents to get more insight, wisdom, and encouragement when it comes to discipling their children. So as we begin, would you pray for parents and young people that may be listening and them and others in our culture as well?
Yeah, that sounds great. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity for parents and children just to study your word and learn about the Ten Commandments and to disciple our children. We pray that our children will grow in the grace and knowledge of you and that they'll hunger and thirst for righteousness. Please teach us how to faithfully live our daily lives for you so that we can be godly examples to our children, so that they'll see and know how to faithfully live for you and how to walk in your ways. And Lord, we ask that you'll teach us to trust in your word and that you'll show us how to rightly divide the word of truth and train up our children to discern your ways. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Joanna. And again, Joanna, we appreciate you all being on the broadcast with us today then. So can you tell me what made you as a mom decide that you to have your daughters to be involved with the Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge? What motivated you to get them involved with a project like this?
Well, in the spring, I had actually purchased a sign to hang up around our dining room table, and it's a Ten Commandments sign, and we were just wanting our family to memorize the Ten Commandments, and so we heard about your challenge on the radio, and then we looked it up, so it just seemed like a really compatible project for our family, since that was something we were wanting to do then for the summer, and I asked the girls about it, and I had mentioned that you know, you guys would be giving free T-shirts, and I think that was a big motivator for them to do some writing, and
And I know when I had a chance to speak with you all yesterday, you mentioned they actually were wearing their Ten Commandments T-shirts yesterday. Is that right?
Yes. They are, and one of them has it on again today. We have VBS this week, and they have been wearing their Ten Commandments shirts every day to VBS.
All right. Well, we are so glad to know they're putting their shirts to good use. Praise the Lord. They're great witnessing tools as well. So, well, we're coming up on a break in a few moments. And so after the break, we're going to hear from Alaya and Jada. We're going to have the privilege of hearing Alaya and Jada's speeches today. And Alaya and Jada also were going to share scripture for us as well. So we're really grateful. Now, let's see. Alaya, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. Alaya, tell me now, remind me, how old did you say you are?
10.
You're 10 years old, okay. And Jada, again, good to have you on as well. Jada, how old are you?
8.
You're 8. Okay, then. So we have Alaya, who's 10, and Jada, who's 8. And so, again, in just a few minutes on the other side of the break, we're going to hear Alaya's Ten Commandments speech, and we're going to hear Alaya share scripture. She's going to be reading Psalm 112 for us. Then we're going to hear from Jada, hear her speech, and she's going to read Psalm 1 for us as well. Lord, thank you again for Joanna. Thank you for her daughters, Alaya and Jada. And thank you for the privilege of having them on the broadcast. And thank you for the many people who will be blessed and encouraged and edified as they hear Alaya and Jada as they minister the word of God to them. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for all the young people that participate in the Ten Commandments Challenge. And thank you for the way the Holy Spirit impacted their lives in such a great way as they participated. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Like a river running wild, like a never-ending fire. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, it's your name that tears down walls.
Music from Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're blessed and honored to have phone guests today, young people that participated in our Ten Commandments Challenge speech, Ten Commandments Project speech challenge. Our guests are Joanna Mays, who is the mom, and her two daughters, Alaya, who is 10 years old, and Jada, who is 8 years old as well. And again, both Alaya and Jada did excellent speeches, and so we're going to hear from them. First, we're going to hear from Alaya. And Alaya, you say you're doing well today?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, we're grateful that you're with us. If you'll go right ahead and share your speech, please go ahead.
Why the Ten Commandments are important. There are several reasons why the Ten Commandments are important. I am going to explain four of them. First, the Ten Commandments are God's laws. We should follow God's laws, but sadly, some people do not, and that causes harm because it is sin. Let's consider this analogy. The government made traffic laws to protect citizens, and we should follow those rules. For example, it would be dangerous and harmful to live without stop signs. The same is true with God's law. It is harmful to disobey God's law. Psalm 1:1-3 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Second, the Ten Commandments are important because they show us how to love God. Specifically, the first four show that they are, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." In Deuteronomy 6:5 and Matthew 22:37-38, God says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." The Ten Commandments show us how to love the Lord. A third reason that the Ten Commandments are important is that they teach us how to love others. For example, the last six commandments are to honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And you shall not covet. These six commandments teach us how to treat others. Matthew 22:37-40 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Finally, the Ten Commandments show us that all have sinned, and everyone has broken some of the Lord's commands. Jesus explains this in Matthew chapter 5, and Romans 3:23 says,
for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Because of this, everybody needs a Savior. The Savior is Jesus Christ. The Ten Commandments are important because they are God's law. They teach us how to love God and love others, and they show us that all have sinned.
Excellent. Excellent speech, Aliyah. Thank you. You did a beautiful job. I really appreciate you sharing that. And you are going to read a scripture for us as well. I believe Psalm 112. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Please go right ahead and read that scripture as well.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his command. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation will of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with direction. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteousness will be an everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid. Until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
Amen. Excellent, Aliyah. You're a very good reader as well as a very good you did a great job in sharing your speech as well. So thank you so, so much. Now we're going to hear from Jada. Jada, thank you again for being willing to be on with us today. And Jada, again, you said you're 8 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, go right ahead. You're going to share your speech with us now. Go ahead, okay?
Why the Ten Commandments are important. The Ten Commandments are important because they are God's word and rule. God wants us to love him and others, and they show that all humans are sinners. First, the Ten Commandments are important because they are God's word. God made them and wants us to follow him. John 17:17 says, God's word is truth. And Isaiah 40:8 declares that the word of the Lord stands forever. So it is important for us to follow God's everlasting word of truth. The second reason why we should obey the Ten Commandments is because God wants us to love him and to love others by following his commandments. God doesn't like when we steal or want other people's stuff. God is good and he created us. Colossians 1:16 says, for by him all things were made. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him. Male and female, who created them. So it is important for us to follow God's laws so we can love him and others. He created us, and I think he loves when we praise him from the beginning of our lives to the end of our lives. Finally, the Ten Commandments show that all have sinned. Romans 3:23 explains that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So everyone has broken at least one commandment except Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Those are three reasons why the Ten Commandments are important. The Ten Commandments are, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbor. And you shall not covet. Those are the Ten Commandments, and those are three reasons why the Ten Commandments are very important.
All right, Jada. Excellent speech. You did a beautiful job on yours as well. So thank you so much for sharing that speech, that excellent speech. And Jada, you are going to read a scripture for us as well, right?
Yes.
All right. What scripture are you going to read for us?
Psalm 1.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the river's water that brings forth his fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like a chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of righteousness, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
All right. Jada, you are an excellent reader as well. Both you and Aliyah, you all did great on your speeches, and both of you are excellent readers as well. Thank you all so much again for participating in the Ten Commandments Project. And we're grateful that you all chose to do that. And we're grateful that your mom let you all do it as well. Aliyah and Jada, I want to ask you some questions, okay? So I want to ask each of you, and I will let whoever wants to go first to answer the question, but I want to ask each of you to answer. The first question is, what did you do to prepare to do your speeches? What did you do in preparation for doing your speeches?
We've been reading the Ten Commandments and wrote down our first answers and thoughts and looked up Bible verses to support answers.
Okay. Now that's a lie, right?
We read.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Jayden.
We read Exodus 19 and 20 when God first gave the Ten Commandments. And as a family, we talked about why they are important.
You know, you all are very wise family. You must have a wise dad and mom. That's good to know. Sounds like you did a good job for preparing and did some wise things to prepare to do your speeches. And you both did great on the speeches. So thank you for doing that. Another question. Did each of you or either of you, did you learn anything new after doing this project and reading the Ten Commandments that you didn't already know?
I learned that God came down to Mount Sinai to tell his people the Ten Commandments, and that the mountain was covered in a cloud, thunder, lightning, fire, and thick darkness, and that the people were afraid.
Okay.
And I learned God himself spoke the Ten Commandments to the people.
All right. You know, I appreciate you sharing those things because, you know, when we read and study the Bible and read the Word of God, we are going to learn new things about God and the way he does what he does. And so thank you for sharing that. We really appreciate that. Joanne, I want to ask you this question as mom. What did you notice or see in going on in the girls' hearts or lives in the midst of their preparing to do the speeches and doing anything that you picked up as mom?
Yeah, it was just an encouraging process overall. Originally, they wrote down their reasons why the Ten Commandments are important, and they had some very biblical answers and a good analogy and things that I hadn't thought of. So it was neat to see and encouraging to see that, and I was learning from them. And just overall, it provided a discipleship opportunity for my husband and I to come alongside our girls and our other children to discuss the importance of God's Word, and then to help them develop their answers more by finding and discussing scripture passages that show why the Ten Commandments and why God's Word are important. So that was neat to see the girls grow in their understanding of God's Word and to use critical thinking skills just to wrestle with a biblical concept.
Mm. You know, it sounds in part like you all did some reading and kind of family meditation together and drew out insights that probably just blessed the whole family. So thank you for sharing that. Appreciate sharing that. Father, again, we thank you for Joanna, and thank you for Aliyah, and thank you for Jada, and thank you, Lord, for just the example they really are to listeners who may be listening, to parents who are listening, and young people who may be listening, ways for our children to get deeper into your word and to draw on the wisdom and the grace and the power of your word. Lord, more and more, anoint every one of us. Anoint us as the church afresh with a spirit of grace that would encourage us to be diligent and very deliberate about doing in the work of discipleship. Lord, help us to know that there's nothing our children need more than your precious and powerful word. And help us as parents and grandparents and adults that work with young people to be wise enough to make it a high priority to plant your powerful word in the hearts and the minds of our children. Lord, help us to know that your word saves us, it edifies us, it grows us up, it strengthens us, does so, so many things. Help us to know, Lord, that as we plant your word in our lives, it'll bless us in so, so many good ways. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, we're coming up on a break, and Joanna and Aliyah and Jada will come back with just a few more questions as well. But again, thank you all so much for being with us today. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we have some guests on that participated in our Ten Commandments Project Speech Challenge. We'll be right back. Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're reminding our listeners once again, we are in the midst of our National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio, August 5th through the 11th. We're asking you to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across America, getting them back into the public, getting the Word of God back into public schools. Again, we're inviting you to partner with American Family Radio and Revival Fires by basically doing this. If you are a teenager between the ages of 13 to 18, simply contact the order line or call the number to get a free Truth for Youth Bible that you will in turn pass it along to an unsaved friend. So again, the teen between ages 13 to 18, you can order it, or dad or mom can order it, or granddad or grandma can order it as well. If you happen to not be a teen or don't have a teen in your home, you can still order them at the low price of $2 a piece. It's a wonderful evangelism and discipleship tool. So, but we invite you to get involved. Our goal is to give away at least 60,000 free Bibles into the hands of teens. To get the Bibles here, the two ways to order. Visit tfy.org to order online anytime. Again, that's tfy.org to order online any during any time period. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call this number 1-844-530-8890. Again, that's 1-844-530-8890. We hope that you will get involved with the National Truth for Youth Bible Week here at American Family Radio. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Joanna Mays and her two daughters, Aliyah and Jada. And we heard two outstanding speeches from Aliyah and Jada earlier, as well as they read scripture for us as well. And so we just had a great time of getting a chance to talk further with them. Aliyah and Jada, wanted to ask you another question. Can you tell me, and just each of you answer, and whoever wants to go first is fine, what valuable opportunities or chances have come about as a result of you getting involved with the Ten Commandments Project? Anything that has happened as a result of you being involved with the Ten Commandments Project?
We read our Bibles more, and this summer we memorized the Ten Commandments to a song.
That is good. That is good. Okay. Who did that? Was that Jada or was that Aliyah?
Jada.
That was Jada. Okay. Aliyah, anything you wanted to share about that?
We taught our cousins a song and learned more about God and learned about the Ten Commandments.
Sounds like y'all did some really good things even beyond the challenge. That's good. That's good. I'm grateful that you shared that. That's good. I hope others will be inspired by some of what you did. So thank you for sharing that. Joanna, can you tell me anything you could add to that? Any other opportunities that maybe they've had that you're aware of as a result of them getting involved with the Ten Commandments Challenge?
Yeah. Overall, it's just really helped my husband and I just with another discipleship opportunity just to help our children and train them in God's Word. And we can do that just by reading God's Word and memorizing His Word and studying it together so that we can do what 2 Timothy 2:15 says and be diligent to rightly divide the Word of truth. Mm-hmm. And we really need to be equipping our children how to do that. And if we look in the Bible, we can identify two ways that Satan may tempt us. In Genesis 3, he tempted Adam and Eve to doubt God's word. Mm-hmm. And then in Matthew 4, we see that Satan misuses God's word to try to tempt Jesus. So we know that he can try to use these same tactics on us and on our children just to try to cause us to doubt and misuse God's word. And just right now with all the temptations that the world and culture is trying to push on our young people, it mm-hmm. just seems important, you know, to equip them against, you know, the transgenderism, abortion, homosexuality, and other things that are really being targeted at our children. And it's important to train them in God's ways so that they can be equipped to reject the world's temptations and instead trust in God's word of truth. And another valuable piece that this has been for us, and just a reminder for my husband and I to equip our children to discern false doctrine and how to identify the misuse of scripture, mm-hmm. Just to help them learn how to discern from what is right, from what looks or appears right. And this can be much harder to do because it's not as black and white as some issues. Just because there are false movements and cults that will use God's word to teach their false teachings. And the Bible warns us that some believers will even be deceived. So it is important to train and equip our family to be like the Bereans and search the scriptures to see if teachings are biblically sound. And it's important to memorize chunks of scripture and read the Bible in context to avoid misusing it. And it's also good to check the sources of preachers and teachers and just ask those questions. Where are they getting their information from? Does it come from God's word or another source? And all of these can help teach them discernment and help them be able to identify the red flags of false teachings. And And today, for example, there's actually a newer translation of the Bible, and the author of that translation has changed some of the original words, and he also claims that he was taken up into heaven's library, and Jesus gave him this translation, and later Jesus will give him a new chapter in the book of John. And so if I'm going to be like a Berean and discern, then I can step back and say, well, this author is adding to and taking away from God's word. So it's just not another translation of the Bible, but it's dangerous doctrine and misuse of God's word. So it's just important to equip our children with these skills to discern.
You know, Joanna, you're so right. It's critical that we understand that we, being a student of the Word of God, is just foundational to everything in the Christian life. And we always have to be diligent and we have to be careful because, again, there is so much deception out there. So thank you again just for the insight and encouragement that you have to share with other believers and other parents as well, too, then. So, well, one last question I want to ask Aaliyah and Aaliyah and Jada, how do you memorize scripture, and what are some passages that maybe you've been working on memorizing? Can you share some of those?
You memorize verses to songs or with actions. And the music artist named King Sings creates songs for larger passages of scripture, and we enjoy learning those songs.
That's good. Okay. All right, that was Aaliyah?
That was Aaliyah and Jada, yep.
Okay, Jada, did you want to respond as well?
You want to share what some you're memorizing?
We've been memorizing the Ten Commandments to a song.
Okay. Well, you know, again, you all have shared your speeches, you've shared scripture, and you've shared a lot of wisdom for two young ladies. And I would say to Aaliyah and Jada, if I didn't know better, I might think you all were 20 or 21 years old. You all are very mature for your age. Thank you for, again, just the wisdom you've shared and the encouragement you've shared with other young people that are listening. And with adults who may be listening as well. So, Joanna, would you take a time to pray specifically for the church to do more to encourage parents to be more diligent in the work of discipling their children?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Lord, we just pray for the church and also for parents. We pray that you will guide and direct us in how to just encourage one another and how to disciple our children in your ways and in your word. And we just ask that you will teach us to daily teach young people to follow your word as the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our paths. And we just pray for your wisdom and direction in that. And we pray that as the church that we will step up and we will daily live our lives for you so that our children can naturally see faithful living for you. And we just ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Father, too, thank you for Joanna. Thank you for her daughters, Aaliyah and Jada. And thank you for the rest of the family. And thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, flood them with joy, peace, mercy, and your spirit. Bless them as they seek to be a family that's living for you, and anoint them with a fresh anointing so that they would be a role model family in many ways to encourage others to become more diligent when it comes to family discipleship. Father, thank you for the church, and thank you for the opportunity for us to be used more mightily of you to better equip dads and moms, granddads and grandmoms, and families as a whole to do the work of making disciples in their homes and beyond. Stir us to make it the priority that you would have us to make it, diligently carrying out this work in our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Joanna and Aaliyah and Jada, thank you all so much for being with us today. You all did a great, great job. We appreciate you sharing the wisdom the Lord has given you. Thank you all for being with us today, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. And hopefully we'll, Aaliyah and Jada, maybe we can have you all come back on and read some more scripture for us in the future. Will you think that's a possibility? Well, we hope. we hope
maybe.
So. Maybe. Okay.
I think they could do it. Yeah. Alliance says yes.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to pray much for all the young people that participated in our Ten Commandments Speech Challenge. We actually did have, I think, a little over 50 speeches that we received, videos of speeches we received this year. And every speech was powerful and encouraging. So please pray much for all of these, our young people. And pray for God to raise up more and more ministries that focus on encouraging the church to do more to minister and disciple children and young people in our culture. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your life to Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to commit your heart and life to the Lord Jesus, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, if you're still wanting to get involved with our National Truth for Youth Bible Week this week and order some of the free Bibles for teens to give away, the two ways to do that, go to tfy.org to order online. Again, that's tfy.org, or you can call 1-844-530-8890 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We hope that you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.